to see the risen Christ in us, reflected in our thoughts, our words, and our actions. I wonder, do we see the risen Christ reflected in other people's thoughts, words, and actions? Because on this day of resurrection, we celebrate and give thanks that life is stronger than death, that light is greater than darkness, and goodness is stronger than hatred and evil. Throughout Holy Week, Bishop Patrick Rourke gave a magnificent and powerful series of addresses on characters of the Passion who were at cross purposes with our Lord. Each one of those characters he looked at in a very direct way under a microscope and looked at them in relation to events and circumstances all around us. And I wonder, on this day of resurrection, are we at cross purposes with the risen Lord? How easy it can be for us to say things and to do things that, with the benefit of hindsight, we're not proud of. How easy it can be for us, in the cut and thrust of the challenges and the pressure and the stress of diaries, to convey words that are not words of hope and love, or to do things that we know we shouldn't, or not to do good things that we simply have not prioritized, things that could make a real difference for other people by the giving of our time, by the sharing of the gifts God has given to us. And on this day of resurrection, we have an opportunity, all of us, to reset. And rather than be at cross purposes with the risen Christ, to reset, to be focused on what the risen Christ has done for us, dying for our sins on the cross. And how we saw that on Good Friday, the blackness of this church, when all of those candles of the Tenebrae service were extinguished, there was nothing, nothing left at all for a few moments. Could it get any worse than that? And then the Christ candle was relit. And as we left the church, the first signs of Easter were already flickering in the darkness of this big building. Today gives you and me a chance not to be at cross purposes with Christ, but to be with the risen Christ, giving thanks he is with us. And the challenge is for us to live and work with the risen Christ and to fashion our lives accordingly. When we heard the Easter Gospel a few moments ago, we heard of the sorrows of Mary. She was indeed very sorrowful. She had been at the foot of the cross. She had seen her Lord and Master be so cruelly crucified. And she was out at the first light of Easter doing what she could. She was very sorrowful, deeply upset. And what does Jesus do when he comes across her tears and her sorrows? He offers compassion. He makes time for Mary. And therein, I believe, lies a powerful example of Mary to you and to me. Yes, she was sorrowful. And there are many sorrows in our world today. We think of Ukraine. We think of the earthquake disaster in Syria and Turkey. Though it was some time ago and the news has moved on, yet they are people who are in great need. We think of our political situation here in Northern Ireland, as we've marked the 25th anniversary of the signing of the Good Friday Agreement. We think of all aspects of life that are facing challenges and sorrows. And what does Jesus do? He demonstrates compassion. Therein lies direction for us. The risen Christ giving compassion to Mary, not walking her by, not ignoring her. And I am wondering, as we reset, all of us, our priorities, can we live and work to serve the risen Christ, to be with him, not at cross purposes, and to go from this service with compassion, giving thanks we're not on our own. As the risen Christ was with Mary, he too is with us. Not exclusively for us, but for us to share with those around us, for people to genuinely see the risen Christ at work in our lives, reflected in how we go about them. And may we see the risen Christ in others, and to start compassion with ourselves and those around us, and to take it further out into the community. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let's not be at cross purposes. Let us be with the risen Christ, and the changes can be seismic if each of us do just that. And now to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be ascribed to his most justly due, all might, majesty, glory, dominion, and power, henceforth and forevermore. Amen. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated for the anthem, "The Strife is O'er, the Battle Won."
Let us pray. Almighty God, on this Easter day, we celebrate as a Christian community and family the presence of the risen Lord, without whom our faith would be empty and without hope. We pray for Christian communities of all traditions as they celebrate this day. Grant that your Spirit may guide and strengthen us in mission and service in this parish, so that continually we may draw closer to you. Bless our rector, John, David, Bishop of this diocese, and all who contribute to enriching our faith and to building us up in love. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Creator God, we pray for the leaders of the nations of the world, that they may give priority to resolving problems resulting from human conflict. We pray for those in our own country and city who have had to relocate here from areas of civil strife and danger. We think also of people living in areas of social deprivation, where the cost of living and levels of crime make daily living a tough challenge. May all who struggle know that you are with them always. Lord, in your mercy. God, the creator of humanity, at this joyful Eastertide, we pray for families and friends, including newborn and young children, and also those who are confined to their homes. May modern communication systems bring loved ones closer, even when separated by distance and time. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Loving God, we ask for your healing touch on all who are weary and in need of rest and restoration, and burdened with the daily pressures of life. May these days be opportunities for relaxation for all in need of spiritual, mental, and physical renewal. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Almighty God, we pray for the sick and for the lonely, that your very presence will give them renewed purpose and hope. Grant to all carers in our hospitals and community the spirit of compassion and daily commitment to the tasks and opportunities set before them. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Merciful God, your love reached beyond the grave to raise Jesus Christ to his triumphant resurrection. We pray for all who have lost loved ones through death, and we pray for those of you who have experienced that recently, who are with us this morning, or who may be listening to this service, that you will provide them with strength and comfort in their grief. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Lord, as we pray that you will accept our petitions, may we go from this Easter Day celebration of the Eucharist or Holy Communion determined to live the resurrection life and to show that we are your disciples. We ask all this for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord,
so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Now in union with Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near,